Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. And how about this? Good morning, studio!
Morning!
So, Amy was with her dad. And how old's your dad?
It was almost 76.
And so he's just learning Siri?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's had an iPhone for a really long time, but I guess he had no idea Siri existed, and he thinks she's real.
Eddie looked a little funny when you heard her dad was 76.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Your dad was older when he had you, huh?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of four, and I have a brother that's like 50-something.
Wow. Well, I met her dad, and he doesn't look that old to me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't act that old.
He doesn't act that old.
Yeah, exactly. We went to the club one night, and that guy was out of control.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, really?
No. Here's Amy's dad, 76, with Siri.
Why is it not going to Siri? I called Amy in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, your last name.
Why is he saying where I live? Why does he say where? He's telling her where I live.
Oh. Why do you even bleep out your name, though?
I guess Ray did that.
Oh, okay. I was like, because it's out there. Like,
no, Ray probably did it, but it's funny that my dad thinks he has to say a destination.
Oh, he's not in your phone, is in Nashville?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Not sure what you said.
Why is she not talking to you? I thought you...
She doesn't talk to me. I don't know why she doesn't talk to me. Like last night... The message I sent you was from Siri.
Oh.
To get through the gate. It wasn't from me. I said, please send this message to Amy.
So then she sent it to me, not you. But you told her what to say.
Yeah.
That's why last night I was getting messages from you that did not make sense.
It was from her, not me.
Okay. He doesn't quite get it yet.
He thinks she's like sitting in an office.
It's like an answering service from the 80s.
Yes.
That's funny.
He does.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this story. This guy named Patrick Edmonds, he was walking 15 miles to work to Brahms in McKinney, Texas because he didn't have a car. And so a cop picked him up. Said, hey, let me give you a ride because I've seen you a few times making this walk. Like, first, are you okay? Second, hop in the car, I'll take you. So the cop tells the story to somebody. It gets put on a Facebook page. Toyota of McKinney, Texas saw the story and they gave him a 2014 Toyota Corolla.
Wow. What? Wow. That's awesome.
Right? Just because I wanted to do something good and like help somebody out. That's awesome. I see you, Toyota of McKinney, Texas. See? I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. Chuck Berry, a rock and roll pioneer, passed away. He was 90 years old. In sports, March Madness, we're down to the Sweet 16. Games get back underway on Thursday. And finally, in Washington, D.C., the Secret Service detained a man who drove up to the White House checkpoint and claimed to have a bomb in his vehicle. Luckily, no one was injured, and he's in custody.
Amy had her birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
Big one.
Well, I turned 36.
Yeah.
Is that a big one?
Yeah. Everybody talks about their 36. It's good, though?
Yeah, it was so good. It was a great weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you to give it, you know, a rating system, but you see where Netflix is now? They've taken away their rating system, and they're only doing thumbs up, thumbs down, because people are more apt to do thumbs up or thumbs down than to give it a rating.
Oh. Okay, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Two? Thumbs up?
No, you just get one. It's either thumbs up. It's either good or bad.
Oh, okay.
But Netflix has seen like a 200% increase because we're all conditioned to go thumbs up or thumbs down because of Facebook.
Okay.
So of all of that, like,
interesting.
You give it a thumbs up. Lunchbox, your weekend, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs up. I mean, I just sat on the couch literally all weekend and watched basketball. Oh,
literally.
Yeah. Not literally.
Okay. Didn't,
I mean, I did take my dogs for a couple walks, but... I watched 100% of the basketball games.
Yeah, the Arkansas game hurt me last night. I was up. I couldn't sleep after it happened. I just stayed up. I don't think I went to sleep. I don't think I've been to sleep since about yesterday. I literally have been awake for 4 days. Literally.
Bobby Bones Show.
Tell me something good. It starts now.
Tell me something good.
Listen to this story. There's these two girls, and they had just finished working out at the gym. They were driving back, and their usual route was blocked because of some road construction. So they went another way, and they ended up driving into water, and then it pushed them into the river. So they're in the river and submerged, and the guy's fishing nearby. And he's like, what in the world? He runs over there, sees them going down. They can't get out. He jumps in, breaks the window, opens the doors, rescues both the girls, and was like, I was put here for a reason. I was fishing at this time of this night because I was supposed to help these two girls. And he saved their life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, how about that? Tell me something good, Amy.
Well, these tiny ramps were installed along a downtown canal in Indianapolis to help give ducklings a boost when the city learned that little ducks, baby ducks and geese, were dying because they were too small to jump over the canals cement edges. They rallied together and built these little tiny wooden ramps. And now little baby ducklings are living.
Wow, they were falling into the hole, huh?
Yeah, and they can go up, so... Shout out.
Wow.
City paying attention to the baby ducks.
Lunchbox.
At her heaviest, Rachel weighed 285 pounds. She'd always been overweight, and she had a crush on this guy she'd been friends with for years, and she finally said, hey, I'm interested in you, and he said, I don't find you attractive. And so she said, all right. So she went and lost 140 pounds.
Wow. Did she pretty woman him?
Yeah, they're not together, but she's like, look what you could have had, and she's very confident now.
You know what the pretty woman means?
Huh? What the pretty woman means?
You know when you pretty woman someone, what that means?
No, I guess not.
Well, they don't want you at first because of how you look. Then you go back
in. Oh, you mean when she goes shopping? Yes. Got it.
Yeah, it's pretty woman.
That's called pretty. Yeah, there's a big scene. Pivotal scene in the movie.
I know. Big mistake.
Huge moment.
Huge.
I have to go shopping now.
Big mistake. Huge. There you go. Tell me something good. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Like everybody's birthday. There's a big balloon in the studio that says 4. And I was like, huh, who turned 4? The show did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so that's here. Amy's birthday.
Uh-huh.
My birthday's coming up. I got a bit until mine, though. A couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
I don't even like birthdays. I'm going to be 28. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You look
so
it, too.
Old. Thank you very much. Did you see JCPenney's closing 138 stores?
I know. I feel like, wow, that's where I used to shop as a kid and no longer.
Yeah, my mom had a JCPenney card. And every year, until I was about 14 or so, we would go to JCPenney and I'd pick out a pair of school shoes. And it was the only credit card that she ever had her whole life. Otherwise, we put stuff on layaway because JCPenney didn't have layaway. And for those who don't know what layaway is, you take it and you say, I want this. And it's not like credit where you get it right away. You put it in the back and then you pay it off. And then when you're done paying it off, you get it. Layaway is so much better than credit.
Yeah.
Especially for us, because we wouldn't buy as much stuff if we had to actually pay for it first.
It's like takes away that, like, I have to have it now mentality, you know?
Well, it takes away the debt part of it.
Exactly that, too. But then you earn it, and then you get it.
We wouldn't be in all the debt.
Yeah.
So we would go to JCPenney, and I would get school shoes, and then she'd pay it off. But it's crazy that it's closing. Why is it not closing now? Is it not cool anymore or what?
I guess not. I don't know.
I don't see any JCPenney's around.
It's been a hot minute since I've been to one.
Eddie, you're a dad.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm growing up, I'm like you. I feel like I was there all the time. There in Sears, but
yes,
or Montgomery
Sears.
Ward.
Totally.
Time marches on, man. I never went to a Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, we'd go there all the time.
Like JCPenney.
Mervyn's.
Sears. I never went to Mervyn's.
Oh, man.
I was a Mervyn's.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's just depending on where you lived.
We were heavy Walmart. Heavy. Yeah. And Walmart was Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Start created. You know, they had a store every corner. Now that they don't everywhere. But time marches on. I asked Eddie this morning if he's putting weight back on. Are you?
I said, I don't think so. I feel still.
You don't look like it.
Now you're stuttering.
I'm not weighing myself, so I don't know for sure. But I'm not eating crazy. The weekends are a little out of the ordinary now. Got pizza again this weekend. But
so a little bit.
I don't feel like I'm getting bigger. I don't feel heavier.
Well, you look good.
Thank you, Amy.
Eddie lost like 20 pounds or so.
Maybe I'm like at 19 now or
you've
something.
You've also... Okay, see? This is Eddie.
but I don't feel like it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know by the cheeseburger and the pizza I ate this weekend, I might.
But I mean, so when you introduce that stuff back, do you wake up feeling like... Ugh.
Yeah, like why did I do that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then do you do it again?
Yeah, I felt like that Friday and then I did it again Saturday.
Is it like hair of the dog? Like, you feel terrible, so you're like, I gotta have another hamburger so
yes.
I can.
Yes. I do that.
It's exactly what it's like.
I feel worse and might as well add to it.
Mike D put up a picture from 3 years ago as of yesterday before he lost 120 pounds. It was the picture that made him lose the weight. It was him with Adam Carolla. And he said he saw this picture. And it was like, I have to change my life. And then he went and lost 120 pounds. It's up on my Twitter if you want to see it. Mr. Bobby Bones. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Not to overshadow your weight loss, Eddie.
No,
inspiring.
His is way more.
Yours is good, though, too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So we found out back in December that Ashley Monroe was pregnant, but we didn't know. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Well, she posted a picture announcing it's a boy.
Yeah, she was in a bikini, and there was a flag hanging down, and it was blue, and it's a boy, and she was in a bikini.
She looked amazing.
And she did look.
I know. I was like,
you're right. I was just like, wow.
I know. And it's a big baby bump. And she even referenced that in the picture. She's like, I have a feeling he's going to be a big one because she got a big bump, but she looks so awesome.
Her husband's a professional athlete, though.
Nah, that's
so
true.
So odds are it was going to be a big baby. But yeah, no. Yeah, she looked great. Anyway, congrats. I like Ashley a lot, so congrats.
Beauty and the Beast set box office records this weekend, making $170 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. A 22-year-old man was arrested when he showed up at the Bexar County Jail to visit a friend, and he showed him his ID, and they're like, dude, you have a warrant for your arrest. And he goes, oh, I didn't know you could arrest me if I was coming to visit someone. So I put him in handcuffs, put him in jail.
So he goes to jail.
To visit his buddy.
Yes. And his logic is that as long as he's there to visit and he's not committing a crime, they can't arrest him for
Correct.
A past crime.
Correct.
Okay. It's hard to put yourself in the head of some of these idiots.
Yeah.
But I think we did.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
My girlfriend's birthday today, and so I was put in a precarious spot, right? Because in the morning, if she stays over, she'll go down and she'll make breakfast. And I think that's amazing. But it's her birthday today. And I still had to let her go down to go make breakfast because her birthday gift was hidden upstairs. So at first I thought, well, I can go make her breakfast, but then I can't do the birthday gift, like, reveal.
Mm.
Or I can let... So it was a tough call for me.
So you still got your breakfast.
Well, she went. The problem was I expected her to go down because I knew she had made breakfast the day before, but she had made extra. I thought she was just going to go down and take the leftovers, which are awesome, put them on a plate and bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I planned in my head. All of a sudden, it's her birthday, and it's like, happy birthday, and she goes down and make breakfast. She didn't come up for like 15, 20 minutes or so. I'm like, what is she? Well, she's down there like doing dishes. And I'm like, I have the gift. To come on upstairs. I even walked downstairs. And she's like, why are you downstairs? I'm like, oh, I need her to come upstairs to get the gift, right?
Yeah.
She didn't come upstairs forever. So I was like, just come on back upstairs. Because I needed her upstairs so I could go back downstairs to get the flowers. Because I had the whole thing like staggered out.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't play along.
Okay.
She wanted to go make breakfast and do the dishes and make popsicles. And
sounds great to me.
It was so great. But it was so much. It was like, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
So I finally got her back upstairs and I gave her the gift. And as she was tinkering with the gift, one of them, I went back downstairs and got the flowers. I'm not going to see her much today until tonight because she's doing like a show with Melissa Etheridge tonight.
Yeah.
And so she works all day. And so we had to like do it early this morning, our birthday.
So do we get to know what you got her or no?
Maybe tomorrow. I'll see how she feels about it.
Okay.
It was a big naked frame picture of me.
Awesome.
I painted it myself.
It's so cool.
But yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
And not realistic if you did it.
Oh, you don't think so?
No way. No.
You don't think I was like honest with the distribution of paint?
Nah.
No? Too much tan paint?
A little bit.
The Dine and Dash dater may be my favorite story today. He's 44 years old. It's a guy. He finds these women. They match online. And then he goes on dates with them and runs away after he eats.
And he leaves them there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here.
She said when they met at BJ's in Pasadena, he ordered right away. She says after he scarfed down most of his meal, he got up.
Left maybe like half a baked potato and then received a phone call and said, I need to take this call. Make sure they don't take the rest of my meal.
But she says he never returned, leaving her with the bill.
So I was shocked that anybody would do this.
Beth says she went online and discovered our previous stories about Gonzalez, how he had dined and dashed last summer, leaving at least two other women with large bills.
Okay, so many questions. One, is it okay that I think this is hilarious?
I mean, it's sort of funny, but...
Because I do think it is regardless of how everybody feels. But two, what is illegal about this? The news is doing a story on it. What's illegal about this? If the bill's getting paid, if the...
Well...
Go ahead. Please tell me what's illegal about this.
I don't...
I don't know that it's illegal, but it's wrong.
The news acting like, tune in at 11. We'll tell you about the biggest menace on society.
I guess it's not one person dining and dashing. I mean, there is someone left behind to pay the bill, but that's just...
I mean, it is a scam, though.
But they think they're going on a date, you know?
But what if a woman did this? Would it be a story?
Yeah.
No, women use men all the time for free food.
Man.
True.
Rude.
Yes.
Rude.
True.
There are
don't
a whole story.
No,
there are whole news stories about women that get online and do dating, online dating, just so they can get free meals.
Yeah, you're right.
But a guy does it, and the news is like, exclusive at 11.
They do it a lot.
He's creeping in your neighborhood. He's the dine and dater dasher. Anyway, shout out Pog Gonzalez. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Apparently, people have withdrawals from phones if they lose it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They hear phantom phone buzzing.
Don't you have that?
No, I'll feel it sometimes if I have it in my pocket. But they say a lot of people have this. 80% of people admit they experience a major sign of phone addiction.
Mm.
You don't ever like hear your phone go off and it doesn't go off?
No.
But you're on your phone all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to believe that you would have none of that.
No, I'm not saying I'm not on my phone or I don't know if I'm addicted, but I don't hear it when it's not really ringing. I'm not like, is that my phone? There's no phantom phone.
Do you guys believe that?
No.
No, I don't believe it.
Do y'all have that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, sometimes when it's in my pocket, I'm like, oh, I definitely got a
vibrate. No, I hear it, like, in the house.
Maybe you hear other noises.
Correct.
That make you think that's it.
Because mine's always buzzing. Mine's always on silent, so there's no ringer.
We're hearing other noises. That's different.
No, but if you think that's your phone because of another noise,
Ew. That
can be part of it, too.
Well, I don't know why I can't be part of that 20%. Y'all are being kind of rude right now.
No, because here's why. I'm on my phone the most.
For
but
sure.
You're second.
Oh, it's
okay.
A close. I mean,
I'm
Amy has turned into a phone. She likes that phone
that's
on
not
her
true.
Fingers.
I'm nowhere near close to Bobby. Bobby doesn't miss a thing, which is crazy. He doesn't miss a thing on social media, but he will miss a text message from me sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Just didn't go through.
No. Yeah, yeah. Mike D, our phone screener, has his red messages on. And so if I send him a message and he reads it, it tells me he read it.
Oh, he's got to change that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
Mike D, what's your logic behind that?
I didn't know I had that on.
Oh, never mind.
Good logic.
There is no logic. Oh.
Dang it. Why did you tell him?
I thought he knew because I have another friend who keeps him on. And the reason is if he doesn't read it, like he's completely like legit about it. He's like, if I haven't read it, you'll be able to tell I haven't read it. And so if I haven't responded, it's legitimately because I haven't read your message yet.
Oh.
Hmm.
And so every time I send Mike D a message, it goes, as soon as he reads it, it goes red. And he always responds promptly after red, but I thought there was some like logic behind why you kept it on.
No.
Never mind. Hey, ixnay the own fay, okay?
Well, I like your friend's logic, though, and it also holds you accountable. I might need to do that because I'm the worst sometimes at replying. The worst.
I was. Perfect.
Nice.
No, I mean, no judgment here. You just don't see mine sometimes, I don't think.
A 21-year-old man will be charged with burglary for robbing an apartment. He tried to escape by jumping off the second-story balcony, and he ended up breaking his leg.
Mm.
And so after he robbed the place and he jumped, he broke his leg, and then he had to call police to help him. Responding officers matched the identity of the caller to the burglary suspect. He was charged after leaving the hospital. You know it's bad if you have to call the cops on yourself. Like, you're just trying to get out of there and get somewhere and then be like, ooh, I broke my leg. I slipped and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it had to be. That x-ray had to be just awful to have to call the cops after you rob a place. So there you go. Shout out that idiot. And that's your bonehead story of the day. Thank you. Is there an ending for that? Do we not have a bonehead ender?
Bonus.
Or do you just say that?
No, I think you just hit the... stinger, whatever you call it.
Is that what it sounds like in your head?
Yeah, like...
Like that?
Yeah, that's it.
Bobby Bones Show.
I know we have an end of Tell Me Something Good. I know we have an end of ICU. ICU!
That was ICU.
But we don't have a bone... Because you always end it, I guess.
Yeah, huh? Maybe we need to step it up a little bit on our production scale. I mean, that's a highly rated segment.
I don't have an ending for the skinny.
It's not as highly rated.
Oh, true.
That's not true. He's just making up facts right now. That's not true.
I believe it.
Don't get into our head with that. Stop.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so here's what we have. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dancing with the Stars.
So tonight, this thing starts, right?
Oh.
And we're supposed to know who these people are.
Oh, great.
I'll give you the celebrity on Dancing with the Stars. Tell me why they're famous.
Okay. Yeah.
So wow. We'll just go around the room. Amy, I'll go to you first.
Okay.
Nick Vial.
He's The Bachelor.
That's correct. By the way, I didn't watch the show, But I spent probably 11 minutes looking at photo albums of him and the girl that he's with now.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Vanessa.
Walking down the street because I'm trying to examine if they're really together.
And?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, you don't have a...
Some, they like smiling and some, and some they look like they hate each other, but they're just walking down the street.
Okay.
But I spent way too much time, and I don't even watch that show. Amy, you're on the board with one. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
On Dancing with the Stars, Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan.
Oh, he's that guy from Saturday Night Live.
Correct.
Wow, good one.
Eddie, on Dancing with the Stars this season, Heather Morris.
Oh, she's from NCIS.
Glee.
So close.
I think she's the blonde one that did the Beyonce video. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Okay. Amy.
Yes.
Mr. T.
From the A-Team.
Correct. Wow, what a reference from you. I didn't think you get A-Team.
What were you looking for, though?
I thought you were going to say 1-800-COLLECT.
Could have, I would have accepted any of that.
Anything Rocky. He's done? Okay.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, she's the ice skater. Why me? Why me? She got her knee clubbed.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Bonner Bolton.
Why are you giving me the singer?
No, he's the bull rider. He's the one that survived the near fatal fall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Should have known that one.
Is he survived the near fatal fall?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him.
How about Amy, you're up?
Yeah.
Normani Cordae. Dancing with the Stars contestants that are famous, Normani Cordae. I may be saying her name wrong, but...
it's a she. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Go ahead.
She's a runner?
Mm-mm. She's in Fifth Harmony.
Cool.
Duh.
Yeah. Come on.
She's a track star?
Lunchbox.
Yep.
David Ross.
Oh, he played for the Cubs. Yeah, he won a World Series. Catcher.
Oh, shoot.
And Red Sox.
That's right. Won 2 World Series.
Yep.
Amy Rashad Jennings. Lunchbox?
Former Giants running back. I don't know who he's with now.
Dang, I was going to go basketball.
Simone Biles, Lunchbox.
Oh, she was the gymnast. Yeah, she dominated.
Dude, you dominated this game.
There
you
go.
That's your day, buddy. Amy's birthday was over the weekend. Turning big 36.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good about that?
Yeah, feel great.
Yeah, I can tell.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can tell. So, your birthday party was good?
It was so much fun.
So, what's it called?
Booty yoga. B-U-T-I. I know. Not B-O-O-T-Y.
I always thought it was booty, like booty, 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 booty.
But it's like booty yoga.
So, tell me about this party that you had.
I mean, we did. So it's yoga with like dance moves, and the playlist was like all my favorite songs. So basically like hip hop and fun country things and all my girlfriends. And we had wine before, during, and after. So I think that I've taken this booty yoga class before, like just at my studio, and it's a lot of fun, but sometimes it's hard to really get into it because you're kind of embarrassed. But I must admit, the wine helps.
So you think they should give wine before every class?
Well, no, I don't advise it. Sometimes I wasn't feeling that great and I would have to take a break. But there was a moment where we got kind of like hot and sweaty. I was like, whoa, we need to turn the fans on. Like, some people had other things to go do after.
So all of our girlfriends or wives were there, right?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, your wife
yes.
was there. Eddie, your...
Mine did not, wasn't able to make it.
Oh, she didn't
no,
go?
No, she had something to do. She wasn't able to do it. She felt bad. She texted you,
yeah,
Amy.
She,
you got
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. My girlfriend went. I didn't ask her, but I felt like it was like girl time.
Oh, wait, you didn't ask her?
Not
I wanted
really.
Her opinion.
I didn't, I felt like it was kind of, we weren't invited.
No.
Right, we weren't invited.
I felt like
so
it was
I'm...
like the treehouse.
Well, yeah. I honestly thought some of the guys would show up at the end, especially like Ray, because he's like a, I don't know.
Ray, your
like...
girlfriend was there?
Yeah, she was in attendance.
In attendance.
By the way, Ray has a, Ray's our audio producer, and he wants to change his name on the air.
What?
Do you guys know about this?
No.
No, good.
Okay, later on.
Oh my
okay.
goodness.
Okay, great.
So who ended up paying for this thing? Did you pay for it?
Yeah, me. Me.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. I wanted to do... It wasn't for me. It wasn't really... It was... My birthday was an excuse for me to do this. Like, I thought it would just be a fun way to get a bunch of girls together and have fun. And that... And a couple of different girls came up to me afterwards and were like, this is exactly the kind of night I needed. And I'm like, bam. That's why we did
this. Are we
this.
That bad?
Man.
Dang. No, no, no.
Like, all our girls are like, let me tell you, Amy, thank you for having this party because our lives are miserable.
No, that is not. No, it wasn't your girlfriend. Don't worry. And it wasn't anybody related to anybody here. But
so there's one of the girls in the picture.
Yeah.
That's not. Okay.
Go ahead. That brought me joy and happy. Like, that made it all worth it for me. Like, that was perfect. So that's what I wanted for my birthday, and it was great. It's fine.
So Lunchbox said he got you the worst gift.
Yeah, everybody made me and my wife look bad because I look on Amy's Instagram story, and it's like, oh, Bobby and Lindsay, thank you for this amazing gift. Ray and Bay, thank you for this. Nada. And my wife and I got her a plant.
No, it's so cute. I love it. I just didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't tag.
Why are you hating on yourself? I don't understand what's happening right now.
Because he didn't get an Instagram shout-out, maybe. But
oh, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, let's be real.
Oh.
She Instagram shouted out
I didn't
everybody.
See one to me.
Oh, I got audio if you want it. I got it on my phone. I recorded it.
You saved it?
Oh, I saved it because I was like,
he has
I was
to make
like,
everything about him.
No, no, it ain't about me. She went down the list of everybody that got her a birthday gift.
Okay, I need this audio.
Okay, I'm going to
send it to Ray.
Oh,
may
boy.
May I explain?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Look at his eyes. His eyes are so big.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Go ahead.
I didn't know. No, there was no indication it was from you. It was other things that were from, like, Bobby and Lindsay and Ray and Bay were cards from both of them. Mm-hmm. When your wife walked in, she gave it to me. She's like, here, I got you a plant, and I love it. I sent her a text message thanking her for the plant, and I don't know if she has an Instagram, so I did not tag her. That's why.
Well, I want to hear the audio.
You want to hear the audio?
And Judge Common Sense will be the judge.
Oh, thank you, because it's like a 6-minute long talk about all the presents, nothing about my wife and I's presents. It's all good.
He's so silly.
Oh, you're going to hear it. You're going to be like,
did she?
All right. Send it to Ray. I need it.
Okay. Well,
out,
like, I sent her a text thanking her. So.
Yeah, I need to hear the audio, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I bet you do.
I need to hear what's public out
okay.
there.
Okay. Well,
I hope you liked our gift. We tried to go and be like stuff you would use instant. Because we got Amy a gift card to Lululemon.
I'll use that.
And then.
Oh, trust me. She thanks you.
Wine. A nice bottle of wine.
You're saving
talks
that
about
for
that.
Something special for sure. I didn't know how much that was until I Googled it. Whoa.
Yep.
Again, it was your birthday, and you would let me pay for the yoga class because that's what I tried to do, and you were like, "No, I'm gonna." Anyway, I got. We hear this audio coming back.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's in Ray's inbox.
Ray, do you have it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come right back and hear this audio. Hold on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That game last night got me so wound up. I was up and I watched all the basketball games, and there were some good ones. I mean, I felt bad for Wichita State. They played really well. I ended up losing. And then the Arkansas game, I waited all day for. Arkansas, North Carolina played. And North Carolina's really good. And so they jump out to like a 10-point lead almost immediately. And then it gets to be like a 16, 17-point lead. And I'm like, ugh. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was supporting my team. And then Arkansas comes back, takes the lead, and they lose it at the very end. And it just, I was so wound up. I was like fighting people on Twitter. It was not a good look for me last night. It just wasn't a good look. And usually I can control my emotions. It wasn't a good look. And I know it wasn't a good look. But I didn't pull anything down either.
Kept it real?
Nah, I kept it real. I just don't want to be one of those people who gets all mouthy and then goes, I'm going to hide the fact. Because I did get mouthy. But then afterward, you can see in my timeline that I was like, ooh, I shouldn't have been so mouthy.
Were people being mouthy to you? I mean, you
yes.
were just reacting.
Well, what happened was
reacting.
All the North Carolina fans were hammering me when they went up by like 16 hard.
Oh.
I said nothing. I wasn't talking any garbage. They were hammering me. And then I started to go back to reply to them. They were all delete their tweets. Well, and anyway, Arkansas lost. And I could feel my heartbeat just like I was way into it. Mm-hmm. My dog was freaking out because I was like having an anxiety attack. Not a real one, but like I was just. Anyway, we lost. And I was emotional. And I got on Twitter. I was so obnoxious on Twitter that Clay Travis asked me to come on the show this morning. And, you know, he's really good, but he's also quite obnoxious.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to come on the show.
Game recognized game.
Nah. I'm not proud of who I was last night.
Okay.
But it did hurt. It hurt. And it kept me up probably till almost 1 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I don't see anything wrong with how you were last night. That's how you are as a fan. That's how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to react. Like, if you didn't react like that, I would think there's something wrong with you.
I hate the refs really mess with this guy. I really hate that person, and I'm never that person.
But it's true!
But I'm never that person, and I was that person. I was like, how are you supposed to review a call at night? Anyway, you know, sometimes you just lose. Sometimes you do. And so that happened last night. I'm not proud of it, but it did happen. I get emotional over sports and my teams.
You're passionate.
That's
good.
I'm telling you, I couldn't sleep. I stared at the ceiling last night. I remember it being 11, then 12, then 1. I remember going, okay, if I fall asleep now and get this many hours of sleep. Fall asleep now. And Lindsay stayed over last night. And so she just went right to sleep. Like, she had a rehearsal for this show that she has tonight.
Yeah.
Came home. We talked a little bit. Watched an episode of The Office, and she passed right out. And then I just stared at the ceiling. And then I turned the TV off, couldn't sleep, turned the TV back on, watched King of Queens, did it all. It was miserable.
Sad.
It was in the grand scheme of life, it really doesn't matter. But it's fun to have these things that you care about so much, you let them affect you. And I like that. I like that it gives me feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a negative feeling.
I like that too.
I like, because when they won on Friday, it gave me a very positive feeling.
Yeah.
I had a very negative feeling last night. It wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And I was very, on my Twitter feed at Mr. Bobby Bones, I got out of control. And for that, you know, someone said they were very disappointed in me. And I said, never put expectations on humans. It'll always let you down. And so.
That was a good reply. How it burned him.
No, the girl. And I didn't burn him. She just said, I'm so disappointed in you. You're acting, you know, without class. And I was like, you know what? Don't ever put expectations on me because I will disappoint you every time. There wasn't even a burn. It was just life talk right there.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm trying to calm down this morning. I'm still feeling it a little bit. That's a tough loss for me last night. Tough Arkansas loss. Whew. Still feeling it a little bit. I don't like that. It's like bringing up demons from last night. Let's go to the skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
After 12 seasons of hoping Luke Bryan would join his team on The Voice, Blake Shelton's dream is finally coming true tonight. Luke will be the key advisor to Blake's team during the important battle rounds, which, again, that's all going down tonight. Jake Owen is tired of people pretending to be him on Twitter. Apparently, some of these fake Jake accounts have messaged fans asking for money because, quote, life is so hard out on the road. Last week, the real Jake, he went out on sort of a bit of a rant, sharing his frustrations with those behind the
bottom
fake
right,
accounts.
Red, yeah, a lot of people get this done to them. You know, this happened to my girlfriend. Two people were acting like her on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And like messaging people like, hey.
Really?
Guys. Yeah. Look for the little check mark on the accounts, period. Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram.
Verified.
Yeah. If it's like Jake _ Owen... It's probably not them. But here's some of Jake's Twitter rant, if you want to hear it. There you go.
Hey, what's up, my friends? I need to address something here. There seems to be a lot of people complaining about these fake accounts. So not just on my behalf, but a lot of us artists out there. There are dumb out there that are trying to scam you guys out of whether it's money, whether it's your time, whatever it is. But before you spend your time not only entertaining them, but then sending me messages and every other artist telling us there's fake accounts out there, these people have like 20 followers. So it's obvious that they're not me or whoever it may be. I've seen Randy Houser talk about it. I've seen Lee Bryce talk about it. I've seen everyone talk about it. Luke Bryan. Like, look, there will always be people in the world that are idiots, okay? So ignore these people. Don't give them your time of day. And come on. We love you guys.
There you go. Words from Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Check their follower account. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
A little longer than 30 seconds, but we had to go to a special report from Jake Owen.
Jake took a long time. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Amy's birthday was over the weekend, and so everybody got her gifts, and happy birthday to Amy, and Amy gets on Instagram and thanks everybody. I didn't see this post, but Lunchbox noticed that he was not in the Instagram message. Now, I want to listen to it. This is Amy thanking everyone on Instagram. Okay, both of you want to talk. I'll give you guys 15 seconds each before I hit the clip. Amy, you're first.
Well, you keep using the word everyone, and I would just like to say I didn't thank everyone on Instagram. I didn't. I did do a few gifts that were right in front of my
Time's
face at
up.
The time.
Lunchbox, 15 seconds.
Correct. She didn't thank everyone. My wife and I were not on the video, period.
Wow, he walked away with 11 seconds to spare.
Okay, well.
Here is the audio.
Ray and Bay got me this really pretty bottle of something, rosé. And Ray said, "Dearest Amy, you're my absolute favorite on the show. I've had so much fun with you over the years. We have such a stressful job, but no one understands that except for us. I think you're the best. Happy birthday, Ray." Ray, come on. Our job's not that stressful. Thank you, Ray and Bay. Whoop, whoop. And then shout out Bobby and Lindsay because got some wine and a Lululemon gift card. But we Googled this wine, and Megan confirmed it's, like, really nice, right?
Very nice. Very good.
And then I'm obsessed with milk and honey. Thank you, Nada. And I can't wait to try Float Nashville. Thank you, Megan. And I love my candle, Callie.
Wow.
I wish y'all could smell this. Scratch and sniff.
Okay, so...
Okay.
She thanked way too many people to leave you out.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Judge rules.
Hey, where's that? Hey, hit that.
Where's my gavel?
No,
hold on. Hold, wait a second.
One other...
The judge...
I have like to present some evidence that just came in.
Go ahead.
From Instagram?
No, my text message to your wife because I didn't know her Instagram account. Hey, girl, thank you for coming, and thank you for my cute little plant. I love it. Cactus emoji. Ah!
I would like... The judge is ruling here that...
And I didn't
Lunchbox has a right to have his feelings hurt.
What? The plant wasn't from him. She didn't say this is from me and Lunchbox. She said, I got
you
a plant.
Okay, so you left my wife out. Whatever.
But I didn't.
I mean, some girl named Callie got you a candle.
The judge orders. Order in the court. Order in the court.
She was standing right next to me when I made the video.
Order in the court. The judge rules in favor of Lunchbox.
Yes! Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
disrespect.
Then I'll apologize to about maybe 7 other gifts that didn't get a shout out.
Eddie, did you get her anything?
I feel like this is silly.
No, I didn't get her anything.
No. That's okay.
Of course it's silly. This whole show is silly.
So silly. Yeah.
Well, but it's silly, but now I feel really bad.
Well, I mean, didn't seem to feel too bad that night.
You
well,
also said your plant was bad.
No,
did you
obviously
know what
it was.
Did you pick it out?
Yeah, we went to the little flower shop that she goes to all the time. Yeah, she has house plants all over the house that we go to.
Look at Amy in the eye. Why are you not looking at her in the eyes?
No, we go to this flower shop and she has
a plant. Did you go with her to get the plant?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It's a little cactus. It's like a color, like a brown and
there's no brown.
Multicolored pot. Yeah, the pot is like multi, like a
clay pot.
He's stuttering.
I believe him. Anyway, we're done. The judge
has
sadly ruled
contempt
in favor of
contempt of court over there.
And Amy Inc is in contempt. You're in 30-second isolation.
Man, I was like having the best birthday, but
isolation.
It's like
30 seconds starts now.
Let's go.
You're out of isolation. Go ahead.
Well, no,
you're throwing your arms up in the air.
Well, nothing. And now I was really trying not to say who paid for anything but regarding the yoga class because now your girlfriend's texting me. You paid for that the other night?
I thought that was crazy,
she's like,
too.
I need to reimburse you for that. I'm like, no, that's not what it's about. It's really sweet and kind of her, but no, let's just, this was a great birthday. Let's just stop the negativity.
No one's negative.
Yeah. Okay. I just got ruled against for not sharing everybody's gifts on Instagram.
I just ruled that he has the right to have his feelings a little bit hurt.
Well,
that's all.
If that's the ruling, then I need to say sorry, Lunchbox.
It's cool. Apology accepted.
Okay.
He did bring it up, though, to be fair. He was the one that last night. Everybody throws everybody under the bus. Like, everybody tries to get on the air with throw under the bus stuff.
Yes.
Like, Lunchbox is like, I want to throw Amy under the bus. Eddie wants to throw Nada under the bus.
Oh,
I do. And Nada,
yeah.
Nada, is our Nada does our digital images. Look at Ray's waving a flag. Ray's waving a flag. Let's see. Everybody wants to throw everybody under the bus.
What happened?
Go ahead.
I was a little offended by this.
Go ahead.
You know, we've talked about Nada being friends with Ed Sheeran, you know, on the show, but Nada's always denied the fact that they were...
I've asked her on the air.
...really good friends to say, you know, whatever. And so she, Nada, gets on this other show's podcast, not our podcast.
Or not our show.
Not the Bobbycast.
Right.
But another podcast to tell the secret of that her and Ed were... What do you say, Nada?
No, I said exactly what I said on the air. We're really good friends.
No, you said we're really, really, really good friends.
I've said that on the air, too.
You said that you and Ed were really, really good friends on and off for about 2 years. What does that mean?
I didn't say that.
That would be like Lunchbox going on another show's podcast and going...
First of all, I was never invited on the Bobbycast. So.
No, even this show. I've asked about it on this show.
We've asked.
And I've said exactly what I said. I leave it up to interpretation. We were really, really good friends.
I roll with you, Eddie.
Thanks, Judge. I mean, I felt a little bit like, man, we were friends. Like, you should tell us everything.
Wait, but what's different than what? Hasn't she said we're really, really good friends on here? What's the difference?
Yeah.
Was it a different tone?
Yeah, you have to hear it, Amy. The tone was like,
I don't know.
Man, me and Ed. Okay, we were really, really good friends on and off. That's all I'm going to say for about 2 years. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, I never said that. Second of all,
yeah,
I didn't say for like 2 years.
Everyone?
Oh, my goodness.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, Judge. Let's roll this.
The judge was... I was also like, why was she talking about this on our show? I've asked her on the air.
Yeah.
But judge rules in favor of Eddie.
All right,
oh, okay. Well, right. I see how the judge rules.
Take it up with an appellate court.
Yeah, and you know who runs the appellate court?
Who?
Me.
Yeah.
Appeal denied.
There we go.
Appeal denied.
Dang.
That's right. Welcome to Monday, everybody. They found Tom Brady's jersey, by the way. It's
where?
Just being reported.
Where?
They're not saying
oh,
yet.
Oh, come on.
I just read Jay Glazer, who said they found Tom Brady's jersey.
If they're not saying, does that mean it's like probably was in the bottom of Tom's bag?
It's in the laundry.
Right. Giselle
That's
had it in
so,
the drawer.
Listen, let me tell you what happened. We were in Austin. We were flying out of it, right? And so after that's what happened to me with my keys. I'm such an idiot. So we are leaving, and it's really early in the morning, and we're flying from Austin back to Nashville. And I'm like, I forgot my keys to my house. Or my condo in Austin. And so the Rodeo Austin people who had provided transportation go all the way back to my place. I mean, and we were almost late to the airport because of this. And so I couldn't find them anywhere. I was wearing sweatpants, and the keys hang awkwardly in the pants. So they weren't in my pocket where I usually hit.
They were down
my leg a little bit. The whole time they were in my pocket.
Oh, no.
And I made them go all the way back. And then I had to act like I found them in the elevator shaft. I was like, oh, they were in the back of the elevator. I dropped them. I found them. Let's go, guys. And they were like, woo, glad you found them. I was like, me too.
Elevator shaft.
That was a close one.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
The hashtag is hashtag worst songs to play at a funeral. So I've come up with my top three. Number three, Pharrell, Happy. Because I'm happy, hop along if you feel. Worst songs to play.
Not funny.
Worst songs to play at a funeral. Number three, Happy from Pharrell. Number two, Staying Alive. By the Bee Gees. And there's number one. I made myself laugh when I was making this list, and I hate myself, right? And I made myself laugh. Here we go. The number one worst song to play at a funeral, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. I'm on a highway
to hell. Can you imagine everyone there?
Like what in the world? All right, before we get in Lunchbox and his wife's fight in a bit minute, which we're going to. Around the room, Amy, the worst song to play at a funeral.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking probably like Tim McGraw, Live Like You're Dying.
That'd be a
it's
good, one.
Good one.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's...
Oh.
Yeah. Left doing what you wanted to do.
I think this is supposed to be played at funerals.
Oh. But they're already dead.
Yeah, but it's like makes you feel good. Yeah. And tells everybody else, like, live.
It would be a tearjerker for sure.
Message? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
Okay, all right.
Lunchbox.
I'm thinking that's too
late. This is easy. Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Why?
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Nothing ever gonna keep me down.
Oh, so like literally, I'm down. Okay, got it. It's a literal message. Eddie?
Mine's Church Bells, because it sounds like it'd be a good church song, like for funeral, but it's not. It's not a good song. And it's like, you know. She can hear those
church bells. What about, like, Two Black Cadillacs?
Yeah, something like that, too, wouldn't be good. And you imagine, like, you played it, they'd be like, why is he playing that song?
Eddie didn't believe in his song.
I don't think
Eddie
understood.
I think Eddie and Amy, once they heard it, they were like,
no!
We don't believe in his songs anymore.
And I still stand by mine.
Mine, too.
Yeah. You can't live like you're dying when you're dead.
Stephanie in North Carolina, we're talking about worst songs to play at a funeral.
Yeah, my brother wants us to play Another One Bites the Dust at his funeral.
He does, like, for real, for real?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name's Sean.
Is he, like, healthy right now?
Oh, yeah. He's married. He's healthy. Everything's good.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I make the joke that, like, it's all legit. Like, we lay here today with Sean. Another one bites the dust. Like, that would make everybody laugh if they wanted it.
Right.
If you don't get their permission, yeah, that's a bad song to play at a funeral. Thank you, though. Thanks for the call. From North Carolina, huh?
Yes.
You a Tar Heel fan?
No.
Good. I'm just playing. I'm still holding on that Arkansas loss in my heart too hard. Give us Lunchbox and his wife got into a little fight. We'll talk about that in a second. May have to get the gavel out again for this
boy.
We'll see whose side
I'm
you
sure
fall
he'll
on.
Rule in his favor.
Oh, yeah. Dang, bitter. All right, Lunchbox, what's happening in your life right now between you and your wife?
So my wife's family has an NCAA bracket tournament every year where you have to be in the family to be in it. So we get engaged, so I think, oh, she's going to let me in the bracket now. Nope, not until we were married did she let me partake in her family's little bracket, and they have a trophy, they get the name on it. It's a big deal. So her cousin got engaged this year, and she let her cousin's fiance into the bracket before they're married. And to me, I was like, that is so rude, because I thought it was, I asked you, can I be in your family's bracket when we're engaged? And you said, no, only when we are officially married and you are a part of the family can you be in the bracket. And then this year she says, oh yeah, tells her cousin, bring your fiance in, no problem.
You're really upset about this. Look at his face.
Like, yeah.
There's like funny Lunchbox where he's trying to start crap. And then there's Lunchbox that's truly upset. He's truly upset right now.
Like, I just thought it was a little bit, I was like, well, that's kind of rude to me. Like, I asked you because I thought it was a big deal. I wanted to be in her family's thing and be a part of something in her family, and she wasn't going to let me do it. And then she bends the rules for her cousin. It's like,
does she control the league?
Yeah, she's the commissioner.
Your wife is the commissioner?
Because she's the one that sends out the Evite and has to walk her dad and mom on how to log on the computer.
It sounds to me like she just didn't want you in it at the time.
Dang.
It doesn't sound to be about
she
these other things.
She wanted to make sure you were legit. You know, gonna be around.
Once. I don't rule in favor of you.
Don't rule in favor of me?
I don't. Let more.
Come on.
Whose side do you guys fall on?
I've kind of fall on his wife's.
I do too, because you're including someone. Why create drama when you do? I thought marriage.
No, that is creating drama by telling me, oh, you weren't good enough when you were engaged, but they're engaged. I will bend the rules for him.
What if she learned while you were engaged?
Correct.
Yes.
That, wow, this is actually someone I should have let in.
Yep.
Like, what if she learned because you're such a great dude?
And that's a good point.
Yeah, and the tradition has changed because of you.
Like, you shaped this new tournament.
Yeah, dude.
The fiance should be thanking you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the trendsetter.
You the man.
It's all about you.
You're the trailblazer.
You know who walked in the door and said, boom, let me, you.
You.
You carved the way.
So you're telling me I changed it?
You did.
Yeah.
You're the winner.
All I do is win,
yeah.
Win.
Buddy.
I did not think of it that way.
Yeah.
You guys, I got to look at the positive. I flipped that script.
You, mm-hmm. Yeah. You are the man.
Ah, yeah. Take that, wife. I tricked you.
Nope. Okay. Yeah. Just get away from the fight. Yes. We're just trying to avoid any sort of conflict.
Now he's going
to
fight about how he's right.
Hey, Mike D. Mike D's our phone screener, and he went and saw Beauty and the Beast over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Alone?
Did you go alone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
Of all the movies you've been to on the creepy meter, 10 being the creepiest alone, where did you feel you kind of landed?
Probably about a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
More than any other movie?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was okay.
Here is Mike D's Instagram review of Beauty and the Beast.
Just watched Beauty and the Beast, and I haven't seen the cartoon since I was a kid, and the story is kind of weird now that I think about it. I mean, it's Emma Watson being held captive by a beast, and then he spends the movie having to get her to fall in love with him, otherwise him and everybody who lives in the castle is gonna die. Took me a bit to get over that plot point, but it turned out to be okay. I thought they went off on the special effects, though I did find myself zoning out during all the musical numbers. Not really my thing, so I give it a B minus.
Wow, that's pretty low grade. Everybody that I saw on Twitter loved it.
Yeah, it's a lot of singing and...
You don't like musicals?
No, not really.
Okay. Anybody else see it?
No.
It made
no.
$170 million.
Yeah,
crazy.
Broke records.
Like, that's a lot for a March movie. That's a lot for any movie, period. $50 to $60 million in a weekend of the blockbuster. Think of it like that. It made $170 million. That happened. Well, thank you, Mike D. I saw that Kim Kardashian was doing... I don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Me neither.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of it.
Oh, I definitely have dabbled.
But she was talking about her robbery on the show. Do you want to hear some of this or no?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm calling to them like, hello, 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 and there's no answer. Then at that moment when there wasn't an answer, my heart started to get really tense. Like, you know, your stomach just kind of like knots up and you're like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? I knew something wasn't quite right.
So that's before, and then she talks about this.
He like duct taped my legs together and... then, you know, they had the gun up to me and I just like knew that was the moment. They're just totally going to shoot me in the head. I just prayed that Courtney is going to have a normal life. after she sees my dead body on the bed.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Whoa.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah. Goosebumps.
Like, some people were mad at her for talking about it. Well, but
I mean, no, they're public about so much. This was something that was so public. It could be therapeutic for her to talk about it.
And it could be therapeutic for other people to hear her talk about it. So I'm not going to hate on her
at
all.
You can't hate on that. No.
So, yeah, that's wild, huh? Like, it makes something that's not real life seem real life for a
second.
Because the Kardashians don't seem real life.
Exactly. I was about to say, that's probably the realest that show's ever been.
Yeah.
And I was, like, watching that clip, and I was like, ooh, I feel something different now. Like, that's like the real person for the first time. This guy plants a perfect proposal for his girl, and they go up on a mountain. They had to be airlifted down because they were exhausted, kind of were lost. Here.
I had this full speech that I had planned that I was really looking forward to, but because I was struggling so hard just to get up there, and my long speech turned into, I love you so much, will you marry me?
And I was like, yes, like I was really surprised and everything, but then my face started to tingle and my hands started locking up and my legs started cramping really bad, and I was like, I can't make it down.
Her new fiance called 911 and firefighters began treating her at the summit.
Once she got the IV and she started getting better, but you know, with the cramps and with the weak legs, I didn't feel comfortable with her trying to make it down.
I mean, he tried.
Yeah.
They climbed this mountain that they love.
Aww.
She said yes. And they couldn't get down because they were hurting too bad.
Oh, no.
So literally, they had to be airlifted down. Like, he tried, and good for him. That's a
good
tough
memory,
one,
I guess.
Yeah, that's a good story because everybody made it out okay.
Yes.
It's one of those. Chuck Berry died over the weekend. And so, Lunchbox, do you know much about Chuck Berry?
Yeah, I know him.
Now you do?
No, I don't know about him. I didn't read about him. I just saw that he died, but I know him from, I'm Chuck Berry. That's
what on earth?
Back to the Future.
No,
that's not what happened in Back to the Future.
Yeah, because he gets down on his knees like, go, Johnny, go, go, go.
He plays Johnny B. Goode, but Marvin calls
him. Oh, that's his song, yeah, Johnny B.
Goode. Marvin.
He goes, Chuck, this is your cousin, Marvin Berry. Remember that new sound you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
That's where.
And then he plays the trombone.
Yeah.
So you're kind of.
You get the joke?
I got it.
Yeah. Because he's in the future or the past. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think your impression ever happened on the show.
I was kind of on the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods.
He was 90. He has a new record coming out. He hasn't put out an album in like 40 years, just about. And he was coming out this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he went into the recording studio at 90?
Mm-hmm.
Or they just pulled from the vault?
No, I think he recorded new music.
Wow.
Yeah. Go, go. So the thing about him was, I can tell you some interesting facts, because I love music. I'm just a music nerd. But I'll tell you a funny story. So he used to travel, and there'd be a band and everything. He would just find a band. He'd have one person to travel with him, his band leader. And every city, there'd be a band. He'd just find them and hire local musicians. And he never would meet them.
What?
And so he would just show up right before the show.
And they would have to know
the band leader would tell him what key they were in. And be like, all right, boys, let's go. And he'd play. And then as soon as it was over, done. He'd walk out. And then
pretty amazing.
And so because he got shafted early on in his career by not getting paid, he demanded to have cash before he even got to the venue. Cash and before he got there. And there are stories of people not, like the band would be like, hey, can I get a picture? He's like, no. And like, he just leaves. He would show up right before the show, walk on stage, be like, all right, here we go, 3, 2, 1. Start. And he would also kick guys out of the band if they weren't playing very well. Be like, in the middle of the show, like, get off stage.
Wow.
But then what would he do if we needed that instrument?
He'd just play himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
sounds so interesting. You're making me want to watch a documentary on him or something.
There's probably something out there.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But
one,
I don't
but
know.
It probably
if
is
you're
one.
Enticing
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he had his demons for sure.
For sure.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
But I really,
can't you be true?
I'm a fan.
Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You just started doing the thing you used to do.
Like Roll Over Beethoven?
Roll Over Damn. Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Ah, come on. Anyway, rest in peace, buddy.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So your birthday was Saturday.
Yeah.
And your husband came back home on Saturday?
Yeah.
After being gone for 2 months?
Yep, on my birthday, which he sort of planned about a month ago or so. He wasn't supposed to come home till later, and then he arranged to come home on my birthday. So it was like a little birthday present, I guess.
So he arranged it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That's cool.
But I knew about it because obviously he needed to make sure that I didn't like go away for the weekend for my birthday or something. And then he's like,
So did you guys, like, did he plan a dinner or anything for you?
Well, no. I told him, he said, whatever you want to do, I'm game. But after traveling halfway around the world, I knew he'd be jet lagged and tired. So I was like, hey, I did my girl thing Friday night, my little party. So when you get here, I love when we walk the dog. That's one of our favorite things to do together is walk the dog and talk and catch up. So we did that. We picked up pizza and binge watched Homeland. Perfect.
Who fell asleep first?
He did.
Yeah.
During episode one of Homeland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he woke up and we ended up getting through 3.5 episodes. And yeah, I guess I'm calling that a binge, but yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Your headline from the weekend. You did.
And it was awesome.
I mean,
I'm now closer to 40 and totally loving it.
Yeah, what's this here?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, that's my kid.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that should probably be my headline. That's the first time I've ever gotten a birthday message from my kids saying Mom and happy birthday. Oh, my goodness. I probably watched that. It's on my Instagram. I've watched it like, I don't even know how many times I've lost count. My husband's like, can you please stop that?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Mom.
When do you think they'll be here?
Don't know.
May? Amy's adopting.
I don't.
If you're new to the show.
I need to just stop saying a time. I don't know.
Does your husband tell you to stop saying times?
Oh, he keeps going further to the right on the calendar than I. And so I think, I don't know. And honestly, I don't even know how to answer people anymore because I know they're asking because they care, which is really nice. But sometimes deep down inside, I just want to be like, I don't know. I don't know. And I want to scream. But nobody deserves to be screamed at. So
yeah,
I really don't know.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thanks.
It's a cool message.
What was your weekend like? Oh, I saw you Friday night because you did your TED Talk.
You did see me for...
Is that your headline?
Sure.
Headline.
Amy comes to my TED Talk and leaves halfway through it.
No.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm reading this story.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
True or false?
True. Excuse me, can I... Where's my... Can I have another headline?
Yeah, go ahead.
Only had to leave early because TED Talk was behind schedule.
I have nothing to do with that.
I know. TED Talk.
It was 14 minutes. And I think she stayed through like 7 and then left.
Yeah, wow. I got halfway through
it.
And
I was like, you couldn't wait 7 more minutes?
No, because I had my birthday party. And I honestly, you don't know this, but I planned the start of my birthday party based on when your TED Talk was supposed to end. And I got a note from some of people involved saying that you would be done talking at 6:52 p.m. And I was like, bam, it'll take me 8 minutes to get to the yoga studio. I'm golden. Well.
Couldn't hold that 8 minutes for me, huh?
Well, TED Talk was running late, but the 7 minutes I did see, amazing.
That doesn't count.
7 minutes.
I'll tell you, this is the thing. So I did like badly drawn pictures and disproportionate maps and misspellings of words. And Lunchbox was the only one like over the weekend who sent me a note like, did you notice that was misspelled? Because I misspelled the word successful because the whole thing's about screwing up.
Oh. Yeah, it was on purpose.
Someone asked me if that was on purpose and I was like, I don't know.
This is the only time I'm going to bring it up because yeah. I also did it to make people, like when they watch it back, wonder and like get a comment battle going back and forth.
Oh.
But the whole thing's about screwing up. My whole talk was about screwing up. And so of all the people, like on Friday or Saturday morning, Lunchbox was like, hey, did you know successful was misspelled?
I was like, dude, you might want to pull your Instagram. You misspelled a word in your speech, and I don't know how you handled it when you're on stage, but you have it up on Instagram, and everybody can see it. So
you meant to do it.
Or did I?
Oh, come on.
Or did I? That's a question.
Or, I don't
or
know.
Was it just a screw up that got through four channels?
Huh.
Me, because those slides had to be submitted like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So
how'd you find a drawer for those?
What do you mean? There's no drawer.
He just said he did it.
Yeah.
You drew those?
That's why they were so bad.
The self-portrait's pretty good. You might need to do a whole line of those.
It's not good.
No, nope. That's what makes it so good.
But I'm saying the whole thing was supposed to be like a 5-year-old did it.
Yeah. Was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was like, he hired a professional for that.
Right?
But I guess you didn't.
Dude.
Like if you look at them again, you'll realize there's...
I guess now that I'm thinking back on some of them, yeah.
I thought the talk was pretty good. It'll be up soon. And I was the second talk period.
Like, rate yourself.
He's gonna 6.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Amy, what would you rate it? I mean, the part you saw.
Amy missed a poem. I had this big poem at the end, too, and, oh. and she was like, I didn't see that. I was like, oh.
Man.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
I had my birthday party around that. I really wanted to be there. I hated that I had to leave early, but I give the what I saw.
No, stop with that. What I saw.
Nine.
What I said at the beginning of it was I submitted a talk to Ted, and they said no. So then I submitted a talk about failure, and they said yes. Mm. And that
success.
And that got a little chuckle. But that was what my whole speech was about. It was like sucking at things and screwing up over and over until you kind of get it. And so.
And you really got rejected from a radio station called like Butt FM.
You have to watch the. You have to. I'm not. Listen, it was a good talk. I want to go check the tote board now. Lunch, how many hours of naps do you think you took over the weekend?
Oh, you want a total?
A total, yeah.
The last 4 days, total, 0 minutes.
Is it basketball?
Basketball.
Wow, you must be exhausted.
I am so tired.
Yeah?
Let me tell you, it's my favorite time of year, the NCAA tournament, so I power through and try not to nap, and I did it. I went 4 days with no nap, so today, we're back on the naps.
Okay, so we'll check tomorrow.
Ooh, cannot wait.
Yeah. Weekend was good then, huh?
Yeah, it was great, man. Just watch. I mean, literally. No, not literally. Dang it. That word gets me in trouble sometimes. I sat on the couch and watched basketball for however many hours the weekend is.
What do you think? Like, total basketball time?
30 hours.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
A few things that maybe you didn't know about Chuck Berry. You saw in the news he died. Mm-hmm. 90 years old, man. Before music, Chuck Berry worked as a carpenter, a freelance photographer, auto plant janitor, and hairdresser. His only number one song ever was My Ding-a-ling.
What?
Yeah, it was like a novelty song. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I love to play with my ding. I don't have the clip up, but I know it.
Huh.
Yeah, that's his only number one song. Number one songs, here's the thing. They really aren't as easy to get as they are in country music. We have a flawed system that everybody gets a number one. Even in pop now, a song can be number one for 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
Mm, true.
So it's harder to get number ones outside of country music. Like, the system we have now is terrible. But that's his only ever number one song ever. And these songs are huge.
I've never heard My Ding-a-ling.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. So, like, Johnny B. Goode wasn't even number one.
Go, go! Go, Johnny!
What's up?
How can that not be number one? Listen to that. Listen to that sound, and I mean...
Oh, boy.
Marvin!
Okay.
His famous duck walk dance is because he was trying to hide the wrinkles on his suit, and he was trying to get them out with his body. Like, he was trying to dance the wrinkles off. Yeah, so.
Cruising and playing the radio.
He'd always get paid in cash because he was ripped off early on in his career. He had a bunch of run-ins with the IRS. He went to jail, too, for tax evasion.
Really?
Yeah.
I was anxious to tell her the way I feel.
Whenever he performed live, he tried to pick a venue near an Indian restaurant so he could sneak out right after the show and go right to dinner. Yeah.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline.
So he's known for a famous dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
The duck walk.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that is.
Go ahead.
But how did he make a lot of money? Like, because you said he hired a band wherever he goes.
Like, he didn't travel with the full band. He wanted to pay for a band travel.
Which is weird.
So is this debt cheaper for him?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
He had one person. Because you got to pay for flights and hotels when you travel with the band.
Oh, yeah.
So he just had a local band come in every show.
So why didn't everybody do that?
Because you don't have the continuity. You know, it's easier. You're with your own guys. You're probably better with your own band. But he was so good, it really didn't matter.
So he was huge. Like, he was a big superstar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I just didn't know.
Over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Tchaikovsky, yeah. I know that guy.
I got to rock and pneumonia.
This wasn't even a number one?
No, nothing.
The play My Ding-a-ling was?
My Ding-a-ling was his only number one.
That.
Yeah.
I don't even. What?
Brad Paisley did a Chuck Berry tribute. This is at Runaway Country in Florida. Here's Brad Paisley, by the way, debuting Love and War. This is a track off his new album. The album's Love and War. The song said Heaven and South, right? Is that right? Make sure I get these words right. A clip of Heaven and South from his upcoming album, Love and War. Here you go.
Drive down Main Street. There's no cruising, but nobody cares. I
got a girl to put my arm around. It's just another day in heaven's south.
There you go. Brad Paisley there.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Here you go. Here's a little girl telling her teacher they grow weed.
Oh, no.
Oh, they grow it. Here. Whoa.
Did you tell them that we have a lot of weed in our house?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because when I got to your school, the teacher said I heard you have a lot of weed at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to explain that?
Are we growing?
Nope.
Are we growing weed at our house?
Yeah.
A lot of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit, but it's going to grow a lot.
It's going to grow a lot, and then what do we do with the weed?
We're going to get it out and throw it to another place.
So it was, like, in the garden.
Weeds.
It was literally weeds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Nature's boomerang.
They're so innocent.
The dad went to school, and the teacher pulled him aside, and he was like, what? And what she meant to say, there were weeds growing in their lawn. And so the father recorded that conversation of, like, the lawn and garden. And
Measure the teacher is like, really?
And you have to weed? Check, I guess. Like, if your teacher is a rule, if your kid. I don't know. But there you go. There's a sign that read, sorry if you're overweight. Pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for pedicurists.
What?
It was posted at a Memphis nail salon. The photo of the sign went viral. Fox 61 News went to the salon to talk to the owner. So here's a clip of them talking about the pedicure sign that says if you weigh more, it costs more.
This isn't your business?
Let me see.
Because it looks like the same floor and the same...
Yeah. This?
This has a picture of the sign of it.
No, I don't think so, man.
So this isn't your business?
No,
even
it's
though
not,
the floor
man.
And the chairs...
Sometimes the floor, so many floors, I don't know.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
so
he got caught.
So, but why would it cost more? I mean,
the reasoning was that it takes more work.
You don't lift people. I mean, it's their feet.
And they said that two of the chairs had been broken, and they were expensive chairs to replace.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness!
You can tell he knows he's wrong though because he's denying
it.
Yeah,
he's like, there's so many floors.
Like,
that
look the same.
If he were up and he were like, listen, here's my logic behind it. You could agree or disagree with his logic. Which I would disagree and say, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't charge more for a large than you do a small, or a medium than you do an extra. I mean, if it's an adult size, it's the same price.
Right.
But, you know, he could have at least stood behind it, but he didn't. So he knows he's wrong.
Yeah.
I want to do an ICU now.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Well, got to give a shout out to NFL Security and the FBI. They found Tom Brady's jersey, and they're in the process of returning it to the Patriots. The FBI became involved because the jersey was found on, quote, foreign soil. Jay Glazer reports the NFL believes the jersey was stolen by someone posing as an international media member. The items were found in the possession of a credentialed member of the international media. My question is there a certain protocol that you do with your jersey after the Super Bowl where they know this would happen? Or did somebody just get really lucky?
I think they were just in the locker room and they just saw them. They're like, oh my goodness.
So they just got the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Well, do you think we'll hear from that person eventually? Like, how did you
do
it?
And did we really need the FBI to go investigate this? Like, can we just
But
not?
Here's why. Because this thing is worth a lot of money. It was stolen. I don't know.
I mean, a jersey, like, we can't worry about other things, FBI. Like, I understand. Like,
they're probably on a lot of things. They're probably some... Less trivial than a jersey.
Right. Ooh, I don't know. It's a jersey.
It's not about the jersey. It's about that it could be worth $500,000.
It would be and like if $500,000 was stolen. You would report that and
someone
would investigate.
Someone stole $500,000 from the Ukraine. Would you want them to go looking for your money?
The Ukraine? I ain't got no money in the Ukraine.
But they stole it. They hacked your account.
Ooh, then I need someone to go over there.
Exactly.
There we go.
Who are you going to call?
Full circle.
FBI, yeah. Anybody that'll listen, please. Hey, tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
We're flying back from Austin to Nashville after our band, The Raging Idiots, played, right?
Right.
So Eddie had one too many bags, and you made it through security with one too many bags.
Yes, I've done this before too. It's kind of my thing. Since I have a guitar, my backpack is kind of hidden, so they don't notice I have three bags, and you're only supposed to have two.
So they notice this time at the gate.
Yes.
That he has three bags. You can only go on with two. He has three bags. What do you think Eddie did?
Well, I know, because I was there.
Oh, she that's was true. There. That's
I know.
True.
And I saw I forgot the whole thing. Oh, you and did. I was like, Eddie, I mean, because I saw him like thanking this random one.
Ask
woman.
Ask Lunchbox. He
what
there.
Did, what, okay, okay. What do you think Eddie did, Lunchbox?
Well, by Amy's reaction,
sorry,
I'm going to say he tried to hand it to a stranger and said, carry my suitcase on for me.
What, you think he would do that?
I mean, Eddie, not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay. What?
So,
I
can see
about?
Him trying to go around the, you know, like make
you think
a loophole.
He would just give his bag to somebody random?
Yeah, I could see Eddie doing something like that because Eddie would be like, oh, it'd be funny, you know, just carry my bag, you know, try to be all like real nice and friendly because Eddie talks to everybody.
Yeah.
And so I think by Amy's reaction, he handed his bag to a stranger and said, hey, man, just carry this on for me and I'll get it back from you.
Eddie, is he right?
I did not hand it to a stranger. The stranger offered to take it for me, and I gave it to her.
Ah! You're right, Lunchbox.
You're right.
Right,
dude. You're
oh,
right.
She offered?
She said she saw me arguing with the guy at the gate, and I wasn't
well,
really
wait,
arguing.
You can't argue, Eddie.
I wasn't arguing.
Kind
I was
of he was.
I was saying, come on, please, man. Like, it's one bag. He said, no, you got to check it. Come on, you serious? Please. Nope, sorry, you got to check it. Come on, please. Finally, the lady goes, I'll take it for you if that makes it easier. And I was like, wow, cool.
Eddie gave his bag to a random person at the airport.
And it wasn't until I got on the plane I realized, my laptop's on that bag.
I was like, dude, this is what they tell you over the speakers. Like, don't do. Don't take a bag from somebody. Don't give a bag to anybody.
Yeah.
And Eddie's like, here, take it. I trust you. Yeah.
So the lady stepped up and A, wanted to take a stranger's
yes.
bag. And B, the airline dude let the random person
yeah.
take a bag.
I guess you can't stop someone else. And if she didn't have two, she could take the
it
extra.
Was pretty awesome, actually.
All I know
and
is
then
Eddie.
She got on the plane, and Eddie was like, "Woo!"
I know.
I just heard Eddie being like, "Thank you so much, thank you." And she's like, "No problem." I'm like, Eddie, why are you thanking this stranger profusely? And you're but, like, because, "She took my extra bag."
Yeah, and I was freaking out for a little bit, waiting for her to get on that plane.
The greatest con ever if she doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
can you imagine?
She walks around looking for someone with extra bags.
Yes, exactly. She's like, "I'm just."
She buys
like,
one
on
ticket and then just hangs out all day.
You think she looked in the bag?
No,
oh,
not
man.
If she gave it to you. Mm-mm.
Gosh, I was so thankful. It was pretty awesome of her.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening this week. Today is the first official day of spring.
Whoop.
It's not yes. spring forward day with the clocks.
We already did that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
a lot of people think that's the first day of spring. Today is actually the
Don't
first day of spring.
Don't remind me about spring forward because I finally have adjusted.
Yeah?
And then if you remind me, my brain will be like, oh, you're not adjusted.
Tomorrow, it's National Common Courtesy Day. So tomorrow, say please and thank you extra.
Love
oh.
it.
Also tomorrow, the band Perry is on James Corden. I just wanna stay in the dark. Turn off on Wednesday of this week, Survivor is on. And the
Woo.
Only reason this sticks out to me is that as I'm reading it, it's season 34.
It's wow. amazing.
Crazy. 34 seasons. Because of that longevity, it's got to go down to one of the best TV shows of all time.
It will.
Just because it's lasted.
And is Lunchbox the only one in the room that watches it?
Bobby, I can't believe you don't watch it because you like strategy.
I don't watch any reality shows, though, because I feel they're too set up.
Like, this isn't set up, though. It's
for oh, stop it. That's what they want everybody to think.
It's for $1 million, and it's strategy and a social experiment, and I think you would love it. The backstabbing, the manipulation, everything.
On Thursday, basketball starts back. Also, Shane McAnally stops by my house for the Bobbycast. What up?
So it starts back? It's not.
Oh, they're still next weekend and the weekend after that.
Okay, so they take a break Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And then Friday and Saturday, I'll be in North Dakota. The shows are sold out, but I'm doing three stand-up shows in two nights.
Dang.
I've never been to North Dakota.
Three stand-up shows all sold out?
Uh-huh.
It's legit.
I've never been. I'm thank you. I know you're surprised.
I just looked at the North Dakota weather, and it's 3 feet of snow this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just trying to scare you.
Oh, you know what? If I'm going to go, I'd rather have the full north. I mean, that might be cool.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of snow.
Yeah, true. I've never been to North Dakota, so I'm excited to go up there.
North Carolina.
That's Petey Pablo.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I was
North
to make
Dakota.
It. North Dakota. Yeah. Throw your hands up.
Yeah, close. Our audio producer's name is Ray. It's always been Ray. That's how we know him. Ray. How old are you, Ray?
31.
And so you think you're too old to be called Ray now?
Yeah, I've started to think that.
So, you want us okay. to call you what, Raymond?
Yeah. No. I talked about it with my girlfriend. I noticed more of my friends now are calling me Raymond, and one of my buddies introduced me as Raymond, and I thought maybe that's a more mature look for me. I have a career now. I'm not fun, Ray, party, spring break. I'm Raymond. And I was like, well, maybe I should ask the show if you guys are cool with calling me Raymond.
So now we have to add extra.
Raymond.
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 Huh. Are you like Raymond the adult now?
That's what I was starting to think.
Could
and my grandfather, when he started to get older, then he went by Raymond. And that makes sense to me.
My grandfather went by Bob. Wait, but I'm not a Bob.
Yeah. Boy. And I've told you before weird. You should consider Bob.
You have.
Bob. Bob Bones.
Huh. Raymond. Oh, we'll just try it. Okay, Raymond?
If everybody's cool with it, it's fun, and we can still, it doesn't hold us up when we're talking about stuff. if it flows easy, then let's do it.
Hey, it's Raymond here. You know, just live here at my house. Got a couple of kids. Got a wife. Got a brother who's a cop.
Oh, Raymond. Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Is your girlfriend going to call you Raymond?
She started to a little bit. She'll say, Raymond. And I think it fits me, really.
Okay.
Raymond the audio producer. Mm. What do you want to be called officially? Because Raymond, I don't know. It's weird.
Sounds 55.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Sound like you're 55 years old with the name Raymond.
I think it's really good, and honestly, I've already done the. I can change my Instagram too, so the social media will match.
Oh. That's official.
So I've squatted it if I needed to use that one.
Wow, okay. Producer Raymond?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing a good job today, buddy.
And you have your own theme music with Raymond.
Yeah, that's right. When we go to him?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Here's Raymond.
I mean, it's his name, right?
Yeah, it's your name. Yeah. We're all going to collectively. Try to call him Raymond.
It's going to be hard, but we'll
Raymond.
Try.
Producer Raymond.
Raymond. All right.
Good luck, buddy.
I feel like I'm yelling at you.
Good luck. I know. It's like he's in trouble.
Full name.
Here's Jon Bon Jovi paying tribute to Chuck Berry. So there's that. I thought Brad Paisley crushed Jon Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Like. Go, Johnny, go. Like, Paisley actually sounds like the real song.
It does.
Yeah, Jon Bon Jovi sounds terrible.
That's not good.
Chuck Berry died. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry. 90 years old. Man, if we can only live to 90. Like, I'm happy if I can live to 90. Being in my 30s right now, if I live to 90, I feel good.
That's great.
Yeah, I feel good. Recipe show, Greg.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
A producer from Nashville on CMT came up, and Morgan, they came up Friday after the show, right?
Right.
And they wanted to look at our studio because
they're going to recreate it for. Can I say that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We weren't told we weren't supposed to say.
Wow. Well, they're going to try and recreate the studio
for the show.
That's really awesome.
What? We're going to be on Nashville?
Well, the studio is.
No.
That is awesome.
Are we jumping the gun here?
This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can
so
tell.
Wait,
no, you
can
tell.
They want to be. They want to put.
Wait, what are you telling
us?
Us
on Nashville?
They sure do. They do. It's gonna be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Are you joking with us? What's happening right now?
Morgan, do you want to tell them?
So they don't want to put all of us on Nashville.
Oh. Well, yeah, I understand not putting the producers.
Yeah,
I get it.
I get it.
You
are
behind the scenes.
like less than that, like. They want to put Bobby and Amy on Nashville.
Wow.
Well, what about us?
I mean, we're right here.
I
thought they were about being authentic.
Yeah, if they want to keep it real.
I think they're on this side of the room.
Oh, well, that's unbalanced.
Yeah,
they want the other side of the room, too.
I had nothing to do with this.
Wow. Are you sure you had nothing to do with it?
I had nothing. I don't even know if we can talk about it. That's how
I definitely don't want to talk about it.
They only needed to look at that half of the studio. They don't need to put this half.
I'm shocked. Honestly, it's not just Bobby, you guys. Let's be real.
I mean, hey, cool. I've been on it, I think, three different times as three different people. Like, eventually I'm going to be a recurring character that's in...
You mean as three different people?
Yeah.
But you're going to be yourself. Like,
I've been
this...
a reporter before.
Yeah.
Like, random reporter and had a line.
Mm.
I had a... I had a speaking part with Connie Britton, uh-huh. like Raina James, and we talked back and forth for a while.
Yeah.
And I think then I was playing Brad Pitt. They needed to cast.
That's true. They were.
It was Hollywood. She ran into Brad Pitt.
Brad was so. Busy.
What
so.
In the world?
Yeah, what's going on
you
here?
Guys, I don't know.
I don't either.
I think we need
oh,
a
no,
petition.
You guys know. You're all happy as
Morgan,
smile
when did this happen? We
there.
Didn't know about it, did we? Until like late last week.
Yeah, this has been a last minute thing.
Hmm. Well, I can be there last minute. I mean, I could have been there last minute also.
Man.
I'm just saying, my feelings aren't hurt at all. It's cool.
Mine are. A lot.
Eddie, I was joking.
Eddie, if yours are hurt the most, you can get in.
No, whatever! Whatever! What hurt the most? What hurts the most? My feelings.
I want to put on Lauren Petrosky from Fox.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So Lauren and I were hanging out on Friday, and she was like, I think Garth Brooks is playing in Austin, a free show. And I was like, if he plays, you have to go. And so you went and saw Garth Brooks, right?
Yes, Saturday night at Auditorium Shores in Austin for a free show. It was awesome. Best show ever.
Okay, so I hyped it up tremendously. Did it live up to the hype?
Totally worth it. It was amazing. I mean, first of all, it was a free concert where you're hearing the GOAT. And it was outside, like perfect weather. City of Austin downtown backdrop. He played all hits for like an hour and a half. Everyone was singing along the entire concert, every word.
See, I love when people go, because you can easily overhype something, and mm-hmm. I hate being overhyped. The Garth concert, if it's 3 hours, it's worth it to drive that far. We drove six.
It was worth it.
And it was worth it. And so Lauren went, and I wanted to see if she liked it as much as I told her she would.
No. It was an amazing concert. Everyone loved it. I mean, everyone's so excited to hear about it. And I was just very lucky to get tickets because they, sold out. I mean, it's free, but you still have to go through a ticket process. And they were done in 5 minutes.
How did you get tickets, and how are you so close?
I was literally on air anchoring the noon news, reading about how Garth tickets were on sale as I'm typing on the computer trying to get them. And I just got lucky and got them.
How did you get so close?
I got there early and just went right up to the front with my friend. I mean, we just kept moving our way up to the front. It was awesome.
So no hookups.
Jam packed in there like sardines, but it was awesome.
No hookups. You literally just got to the
no
front.
No hookups. No, I didn't ask you.
She did ask me if I thought Garth was playing, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was secret.
Yeah, you were able to confirm. Although you did not tell me about the private surprise show at Broken Spoke.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know about it. Well, Lauren Petrosky from Fox 7 in Austin, I'm glad you went and can confirm to our listeners. It's the greatest concert I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Greatest show of all time.
All right. Of all time, even. Thanks, Lauren.
Hands down.
All right. Bye, Lauren. She's got to get back on the air. But if you ever, you have to go see Garth. Yeah, I mean, it's just so good. He's got a new song called Ask Me How I Know.
But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start meeting things you never felt, spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you.
Everybody bonjour.
Let's go.
All right, thanks for being here on Monday's show. So here's the deal. Listen to the whole show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Also, wherever you are, let's say you're out of your range of your local station. If you search iHeart Country on iHeartRadio, we're on that station live every morning, so you can hear that. And also, if you open up to iHeart Country, you can win a trip to see Jason Aldean, so heads up for there, too. Gonna go Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Tonight, it's my girlfriend's birthday, but we can't do anything because she's playing a show tonight.
Yeah.
So we kind of had that early this morning,
mm-hmm.
but she's playing a show with Melissa Etheridge and Cam tonight.
Cool.
So I'm going to do that. It'll be another late night for me. What are you doing?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Be with my husband. Oh, I know. I'm packing. Trying to get going shopping and packing because I'm going to go see the kids this weekend.
Yeah.
And today I need my husband to help me with a few things. So I'm going to get all that squared away today.
Lunchbox, what are you doing?
I got some TV time built in, and I probably got a nap time built in for sure. But besides that, nothing. There's no basketball, so it's relaxation. Like a staycation.
So it's like a break from your break.
Yeah, it's a break from stressing out over all the basketball games, watching them all weekend. So I'll probably, watch some real world, the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you. We'll see you guys on Tuesday's show.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.